Hey man.
Hey.
Do you like The Shining?
I do.
Do you like the X-Men? Then you're gonna like this subject.
On Doom Patrol Patrol?
Patrol, patrol, and
Patrol
Rue, or less
Patrol.
stuttering.
And number six.
Six. Okay, what'd you think?
Ugh, good Lord. All right. It's kind of going off the deep end. Now, I do like, I mean, Mr. Nobody's messing with a lot of people, man. So
For a long
apparently,
time.
so I guess this one is, it's hard to say. So this one is apparently there was a previous Doom Patrol. I mean, technically there's still a Doom Patrol, but there was a previous Doom Patrol back in the 50s, right? In that 58.
According to this, yeah.
According to this, so yeah, this one was a weird one again. There's no this is a this was again
A continuation
a
of
continuation of
why Cyborg here?
God, there's still no reason that he's here. He better have some huge like
A big
a
reveal.
big reveal on why he's there because.
He's secretly Mr.
And
Nobody.
remember a couple, I think a couple episodes ago, I was talking about how. They're always getting split up. There's three people going here, two
Yeah,
people staying back,
happened
three people,
again.
and it happened again. And this time they go to, well, okay, so a continuation of last episode. So who the hell is Doom Patrol? So they go and find out who Doom Patrol is. I'm gonna put
And
this
by
little grid.
they, we're talking about Crazy Jane
Crazy Jane again, yeah, and
and Negative Man and Rita.
yeah, this time the three. And have you noticed that every time that they go somewhere, it's only the original Doom Patrol and not Cyborg? Nurnheim,
Yeah, he always gets kind
he always
of.
gets stays behind, or he gets. It's always something that he gets. I'm telling you, I think I would bet money on that they
Wrote
wrote
him in
him in
later.
afterwards because they're like I said, he's
His
always
scenes are
been.
kind of throwaway scenes. You could get rid of them
And
and
nothing will change.
wouldn't hurt the story at
Exactly.
all.
So yeah, so this time they go to Doom Patrol. Man, this is a weird one. So apparently this was a it was a we mentioned X-Men. This is a black Dr. X.
Well, actually, I think Chief's kind of more like Professor
Oh yeah,
Xavier, and
Dr. X. Oh God.
yeah,
But
but it's
it was just the bald that got me. It was just pretty funny. I was sitting there like, okay, I know, I see what's going on here. But yeah, I mean, this is it's a school for gifted young children, and you kind of see that when they go in there. But I guess, man, so I guess 50 years ago, whatever, these kids fought Mr. Nobody. Is it
The
Mr.
original Doom Patrol,
The
yeah.
original Doom Patrol
With
before.
Mento, Lodestone, and Celsius.
And I would have never knew who this was. I don't even think
Yeah,
they named them.
they did.
Did they? Okay, yeah, I wasn't paying attention that hard because I was sitting there like, man, this is going off the deep end. So again, apparently, and the first thing that got to me was that these people are young and they had old pictures where they were young. The first thing I was thinking, okay, these people do not age in this
Yeah,
universe
there's something wrong with the
because Crazy
timeline.
Jane doesn't age, Rita doesn't
Mr.
age.
Nobody doesn't age.
Well, you know, he can,
Chief barely ages.
yeah, she barely ages. So, you know, it's 60, 70 years, nobody ages. And I was sitting there like, okay, I'm guessing this universe, nobody ages. Well, I was pleasantly surprised that this one was a little, which I think is hilarious that you mentioned Shining because Dan mentioned Shining,
Yeah.
especially with the jigsaw puzzle.
Oh yeah, that
I was
was
sitting there like, I was thinking, as soon as I saw the jigsaw puzzle thing, I was thinking,
Hallway of
Hallway
Blood.
of Blood. And I was sitting there like, oh, so Rita Jane and Robot Man, oh no,
Negative
sorry,
Man.
Negative Man, they go to the school, and apparently this Mento?
Mento is one who can control your mind,
Your
kind of.
reality. So he's like Mr. Nobody Light.
But like a one-dimensional
note. So, but yeah, I guess these people just get tortured on a daily basis without their medication and stuff like that. And if they lose control over their powers, I mean, this serious stuff can happen.
Yeah, they're still powerful.
Oh, yeah.
They had a confrontation with Mr. Nobody way back when.
Yeah.
And he just...
Yeah, he pretty much put
him
in...
He messed him up hard.
Put him in a mental state of always being, like, just in agony when, I guess, the doctor... And because he says I'm also meta.
Tempest. Yeah, he's Tempest.
But I'm trying to figure out what his power was. I don't think they named it.
I remember a little bit. I think he can fly by using. Can he shoot? He shoots some kind of blast out of his hands.
Oh, okay. So nothing spectacular, but meta.
You're run of the mill.
Yeah, superhero. You're run of the mill superhero. But there was a return of another superhero.
Yes.
Which one was that? Mineral, vegetable.
Animal, mineral, vegetable man.
Which was...
That was the best part of
I
all
think
things.
That was the best part
the
of
little
the
little news clip.
The news clip. And the funny thing is, I think the same lady, and I don't quote me on this, the same newscaster that was showing that was... I think it was the same newscaster as Idiocracy. I think that was it. That's something a little weird I just caught, but...
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, it was the one that was talking about rehabilitation. Either way... But I think that one was like it was the stupid criminal of the week or something like that his own body
his raptor head attacked him during a holdup.
You know, the funny thing is I think that we saw, when we talked about him before on how he got his powers and stuff like that, he was like the comedy relief.
Yeah.
And he was it had to kind of break it up of The Shining because I mean this was almost like a horror movie.
Yeah.
More of a suspenseful movie than a horror movie, but it was I like that little clip. I thought that was pretty funny.
Little humor, really, because we didn't. It was another episode without Alan Tudyk.
Yep, another episode without Alan
Tudyk.
Didn't
see him or hear him.
Yep, but you did see, God, that's my mind going blank. The guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, Niles, the
sorry.
Chief. Yeah,
the chief. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, chief.
Well, you see.
A version of him.
The memory of him, basically.
Yeah, apparently, and I think Tempest, he was all like, yeah, just whatever you heard, just think it's not right. And I think he's full of it. I think he just doesn't want to tell the truth. He probably does have a daughter. He probably was married to that lady. So
in the comics, he was married to her for a short time.
So, yeah, I mean, you can't really...
Comics, Rita was actually married to Minto for a while.
Ah.
And in the comics, they adopted Beast Boy. another tie in there.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of...
I don't think they're going to explore that angle, but that's there.
But it was pretty cool to see. And that's it. Like I said, so I guess in this Me Too movement with, and a very serious movement. And,
yeah.
And, back in the day... This is how you got into acting, and
the casting couch.
The casting couch,
it was a real thing.
It was a real thing, and Rita straight up had to do it, and man, she
blobbed out on the dude.
That was sitting there like, wow, that's a pretty I was sitting there like, whoa, okay.
Unfortunately, it actually.
I'm thinking, man, those poor women with what is it, Weinstein? I could just imagine it,
Where he blobs out on them.
Oh, God.
Come on, big movie.
Yeah. So, I think it was a filler episode because there was no really continuation of a story. I think there was a continuation of backstories of different people. I think Mr. Nobody wanted to show them that he can mess them up at any time.
Well, like Tempest said, he was just trying to scare you by showing you
what can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's and then when he kind of shows them what happened at the end and how like the one lady's in the ice cube with fire and the one lady is just like with the knives
the
around.
The magnetic lady lodestone, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty dark. Yeah. And but the I guess because they had like a consciousness over that, like as a clean one, and then the consciousness breaks down, it's all old and dilapidated.
Yeah.
But you did see Jane's room, right?
With all the padlocks.
With all the padlocks. So.
Yeah, so she's wondering why the chief sent her there, because that's basically where he sent his broken...
His broken toys.
His broken stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So now she's like, wait, I'm not broken.
Yeah, and you saw some more videos of Jane and Chief.
Yeah, with Baby Jane.
With Baby Jane, yeah. And, well, we saw one... We didn't see any new characters of it, but I did like that there was the Jigsaw blood thingy.
With her dad's hand.
Yeah, so... So it was her dad's hand?
Supposedly, yeah. That was a really sweet baby because he was an abusive father.
So, and that makes sense with the Jigsaw because it kind of breaks her into multiple different pieces, and I guess she's trying to put herself back together. We did see a little bit of Jane's powers today.
Metaphor.
Yeah. For our for our ASMR people,
metaphor.
So yeah, it's it was a weird one. I like that they're still okay. So Cyborg's dad came down to fix them all up.
Silas, yeah.
Silas came down. I'm just waiting for him to because he. As the last one, his arm exploded. Robot Man hit his SOS button, so he, of course, came down. And his dad says, I'm going to go ahead and actually put on the protection, which is, of course, BS. And he had a like a thumbstick.
Yeah, his data drive.
And so he, the son stole it, Cyborg stole it, and he was kind of looking up. And I didn't really see at the end what he was looking at, but apparently he was surprised. So, the funny thing is, so Robot Man, I guess, is a precursor to Cyborg, because he says, Silas was all like, yeah, I actually had plans to make you better and stuff like that, but Chief wanted none of it. So just imagine if, you know, this was 50 years ago, this was 30, 40 years ago, I'm not too, from the 70s, you know, how much more technology, because really,
Robot Man does get upgraded in the comics to the point where he can actually move pretty fast, like with nanites and stuff. I don't know if we're going to see that season. I don't really care to. I kind of like him how he is now.
Yeah. Yeah, just foul mouth and just annoyed with everything.
Second best line besides the animal, mineral, vegetable man was when he was trying to explain to him, because he had a part of Cyborg. Cyborg, when his arm kind of blew up. So your finger's inside of me?
I went a freezing, man.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny. Yeah, he had those little jokes, but I mean, I think, man, they need to kind of progress this story a little further into.
Get closer to finding Chief.
Yeah, because I mean, if it's just the whole thing, because this is 15 episodes, and these are hour long episodes.
Of weirdness.
I mean, a lot of them probably will be fillers. It's cool. Cyborg looks cool. I like how he looks. I just don't think he needs to be in there. And
him and Robot Man kind of bond a little bit. He stood up for him with his dad.
Yeah.
So Dad cut the apron strings.
Well, the funny thing is, Cyborg was telling Robo Man, hey, can you see what he's doing to me? And at the end, he didn't even say what he did to him.
No.
So I'm all like, well, what was the point of that then?
Yeah,
hey, can you stay awake so you know what he's doing to me? And like literally right after that, they went in and talked about Cyborg made a fake profile and catfished Robot Man's own daughter.
Yeah, so he could see what was
going on, something like that. I mean, cool.
They did allude to one of the questions you had last week: is why didn't like the Justice League come when they see this big eyeball in the sky?
Yeah,
they don't.
It's not on the radar.
It's not a big enough threat.
It's not a big enough threat. Really?
A freaking eyeball that is decreating stuff.
Now there's two eyeballs. All right, they keep them in check. Yeah, you still want to kind of get them out of the atmosphere, maybe.
You think they might want to at least look into it?
What if it happens if they cry? They're going to flood the whole city.
That was kind of a crappy explanation.
Yeah, could you imagine the mortgage or the
insurance?
The insurance. It's like
going to cover you.
What is the Power Rangers city?
Angel Grove.
Angel Grove. Could you imagine trying to live there every five days?
We just rebuilt that.
Oh. Why are you still living here? Move.
But I don't know if insurance would cover your house being decreated.
Yeah, it's like, well, where was
blinked
it?
Blinked out of existence.
Well, that big eyeball
is
decreating. Sure it is.
Do you have pictures?
So, yeah, I think it's another filler episode. I like that it's getting a little bit more into Crazy Jane, but, I mean, I like that now we understand that there was a Doom Patrol before the Doom Patrol. So I like that they maybe at the end they're going to be... they're going to call themselves Doom Patrol, or Chief's going to come back and this is, you're going to be the new Doom Patrol.
It could be.
I mean, there's speculation.
If they ever find Chief. they're not getting any
closer. They're not really getting any closer. But wasn't it like last one, they just said, oh, he's back, and then we're trying to protect his blue one. He's leaving.
Did you ever read that cartoon, Family Circus?
Years ago,
When they showed Billy's path through the neighborhood, and when his mom would go send him to do something, he took all these little side routes. That's what this reminds me of.
Right.
They're trying to save the chief, but hey, they're going to go over here, do this first, and then over here. And, you know, cities get shoved up a donkey's butt.
So, on your scale of one, or scale of no to yes, most likely, do you think they're going to renew for a second season?
Yes. Because I'm as many problems as I have with it, I still am liking it.
Yeah.
I wish they would get more focused on their task. And because, you know, we have this conflict. Is Mr. Nobody is stolen the chief.
Yeah.
So you need to go do your best to save him instead of all these side ventures. Oh, we need to go find out what this Doom Patrol thing
it's
is.
Like a, it's like World of Warcraft. Staying on the main thing.
On your and quest.
But I have to go and kill 15 rats real quick.
Yeah. But this NPC says that I should go do that.
I have 45 missions to do before the main one. Yeah, that's what it's reminding me of. And it's okay. I think I'm waiting for the next episode because this one was okay. It was not my least. It was not my favorite. It was a filler, and we saw Negative Man's guy come out. And I mean, I think it's one of those things is if they're in deep doo doo, he usually comes out and saves the day
because
he's done that in the last three times. Yeah. He's done that in the last one. He's done it when they did the
when he's needed. He pops up.
And then they were in the other realm. And I think Mr. Nobody wanted him to come out of that one. So, yeah, when he's needed. But this one was pretty much now that they're facing their darkest fears. They know what their darkest fears are. So, and then the one guy with the needles for hands.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. I kind of got the other ones.
Maybe they did some experimenting on him after the crash or something. Yeah, maybe. Only guy can figure.
Yeah. I think in the crash they had the green ooze somewhere, but
yeah.
Who knows? So yeah, I think it's an okay one. If you skip it, you probably won't miss much. But I mean,
You will see a lot of X-Men tie-ins.
Yeah, School for Kids.
As a matter of fact, the guy who invented Doom Patrol back then accused them of stealing his idea for X-Men.
Who did? What was first, X-Men or Doom Patrol?
Doom Patrol.
Oh.
Yeah, this school or this place for all these misfit kids led by a dude in a wheelchair who was a genius. And he's like, wait a minute, this is my idea.
Yeah. Well.
So, yeah. Marvel's like, hey, screw you.
Yeah, right.
We got it. This is ours now.
Is that Fox? Fox?
Well, back then it was Marvel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now Disney owns it all.
Disney owns everything. The mouse.
I'm still waiting for the X-Men Deadpool Marvel collaboration.
They're actually talking about
that. I know. It's going to be crazy. Oh. And Doom Patrol's going to go in there.
Make Deadpool an Avenger.
Trainee. Well, what do you guys think? Do you guys agree with us or disagree with us?
Cyborg is useless.
Give us a like or a dislike. Doesn't matter to us. It's all...
I'd rather have a like.
I'd rather have a like, too. But, dislike it. It's...
Likes make us feel good.
Yeah. And if you dislike us, oh no.
We cry.
Yeah.
A lot.
Comment down below what you guys think. Again, this is just our sixth episode of We're Wondering What Cyborg's Doing In There. Well, actually, fifth episode because he just came in.
Yeah, he wasn't in the first one, I don't believe. But
yeah, he didn't need to be in the second to sixth one. So
yeah, I wouldn't miss him.
So yeah, I think that kind of wraps up. It's we're kind of going to be waiting for the next episode. And this one was okay.
Still better than most of the crap on TV.
Yeah, I mean, I just like it that they're actually hour-longs.
Without commercial.
Without commercial. Well, comment down below. I think that's it from us. Give us a like, and while you're down there...
Subscribe.
Hey, look at that.
Subscribe to us.
And hit that...
It's easy.
Hit that bell icon to be notified for any new video that we have up. And we just don't do just these, but we have different unboxings and learn to plays. I think the last one was Keyforge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. check it out.
We're multi-talented nerds.
Yeah. Well, other people are. We just talk.
Talking's hard.
Talking is hard. And talk about talking is hard. My name is Patrick. Talk nerdy to me.
And I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds on the next episode.
Later, nerds.
Bye, guys. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG. We have nothing but love for you, baby.
I'm totally leaving that
you
in.
You better not.